Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, first off, how's your groins?
Your groins are doing really good. Yeah, finally, I say I'm about 95 to 100 ready to go.
How do you realize that both groins are pulled last year?
It happened individually during plays, like one-on-ones, running fly routes, and then I'm opening up, and then I feel a strain in one of them, and then 2 weeks later, doing the same drills, basically doing one-on-ones, ran a fade route, I'm running with them, and I felt the pull in my left groin 2 weeks later, so it was just back-to-back.
How long did you know before this was announced to the public that you had both groins pulled?
Probably about 4 weeks.
Did somebody say something to you? Because we were getting calls like, Joe's, and then all of a sudden he's got both groins pulled, and everybody went, okay, I think I can understand something like that. Did somebody say something, maybe you should put it out there?
No, I just felt like I wanted to get it out there on myself. I was playing through it, I was just trying to fight through the season. It was a bad season, and the previous year I didn't be able to finish my concussions and stuff, so I was just trying to, if I had half a leg, I'm going to try to be out there and playing. I didn't want to hurt the squad, but I just felt like if I could play, I would play. And it wasn't the best version of myself out there, but I just had to do what I had to do.
Would you say, Joe, having to deal with that, the injury, you said the concussion, and then just the 1-15, was that kind of a bottoming out for you in your career? You have such a great career, 7 years and all that you did in college too. Would you say that was the toughest year for you as a football player?
Yeah, definitely. Especially since it was back-to-back years. I never really had two bad seasons or off seasons in a row. So especially that being my second year coming back from my concussions, wanting to have such a big season, and then not being 100%, and then our record being what it was. So, it was super tough. But end of the day, I was just trying to whole team everybody. It was a tough situation last season.
But now, is that the exciting part of this, that everybody starts out at 0-0, and now right now you can see that guys are energized. The coaching staff has tweaked a little bit, so it's a little bit different from last year. And now you're healthy and ready to go. Does that make it for a big time fun turnaround opportunity for you?
Yeah, definitely fun turnaround opportunity. Everybody's just ready to go. I love the energy of the new coaches, love the energy of the new guys that we have and the free agents that we signed. It's just everybody understands what the situation is. 1-15 last year. Everybody feels good about what we got going on this year, but it started OTAs, but it's all going to definitely come into effect now when training camp comes, where everybody can be able to just work together, get better, start the grind, and just go for it.
But what do you think accounts for you guys having this different feeling? Because I know people around the team are saying it, and we hear a lot of that every year after kind of a down season. We hear that guys are ready to go and things are going to be different. But what is it about this year that makes it feel like this is a different year?
Honestly, I really do think just in the coach Greg Williams, that's a really big part of it. He's bringing a whole different mentality to the defense. We went and got Myles Garrett. I think that he's going to be an extreme help to the team. And just other people being able to be in their position, like Kirko, just evolving into what he's going to be. Danny Shelton, Agba is being a whole lot better. So I think our defense is all up going to be a whole lot better. Myself, I'm just being able to come back and be the player that I once was, And at the same time, we got the offensive linemen to be able to help Cody, because we got sacked so many times. So, I just think all around, it's just a lot of good things going on, and you can't hide the talent.
Joe Hayden with us on the show. How much easier does a good pass rush make your job?
Oh, man, it's so much easier. You see, if you look at the secondaries in the league that are up there, they have good D-lines. Getting after the quarterback, the pass rush is your best friend. These quarterbacks are throwing the ball on the money. They know where they want to go with it. These receivers are running. They're timing on time. If you can have somebody throw a quarterback off his spot or just hit him, mess with his arm, just make him feel like you're around him, throw uncomfortably, not just standing up straight and tall, comfortable, letting the ball go, just throw it off the back foot. Just give it a little bit. Throw it off a little bit so you give your DB a better chance.
What's the difference between rookie Joe and 8-year Joe?
man, I know so much more. I've seen so much more football. Game slows down a little bit, and just the whole everything, the dealing with the media, dealing with social media, understanding how fans react to games, just basically a overall professional, just being around a lot longer, just knowing a lot more things, putting everything for what it is, knowing that now I'm doing this for my family. I love the game. I love these guys, and just trying to be the best player I can be, just being able to put things in perspective.
How many cars do you have now?
Man, I have about 5 cars.
Because I remember when you were, was it the second year or the third year? There was a story that came out. They said Joe Hayden has 6 cars, and the whole day was, I can't believe Joe Hayden has 6 cars. Why does he need 6 cars? I'm thinking, well, if I'm 23 years old, I probably have 6 cars too. Now my cars would be different. So now you've actually dropped a car from your collection.
I dropped the car, went down. It's just funny. My wife was like, do we really even need 5 cars? We need to get 4. I'm like, listen, I cut down from 6, so we're going to keep 5 cars. But yeah, my dad, he's a car guy, so I kind of got that from him.
Does he have a special car?
Oh yeah, me and him have some of the same cars.
Really, what kind?
Rolls Royce Ghost. Yeah, that has really good taste.
Now, we're talking to Joe Hayden, cornerback of the Cleveland Browns. There was a time when you were a rookie where some of the older guys were asked during times like these and media opportunities, like, all right, how's that young Joe Hayden guy looking? How's that, you know, early round draft pick and all that? So now we got to turn the tables and ask you, first of all, Jabril Peppers, because he's somebody I know he couldn't get in right away, but now he's here and he's ready to go. And you probably watched him play college. You're a big football fan. But what have you seen from him, and what kind of a difference maker do you think he can be?
Man, he brings a lot of energy, a lot of passion. He understands football very, very well. I could tell that by our safeties and linebackers are the guys that have to make the checks and calls. And from him, even being out there with the 2s or 3s, he's out there being loud, making the calls, just showing that basically he understands the defense. And with that, and then his skill set of being able, his ball skills, his tackling ability, I think he's going to thrive in pads. I think that's going to be a part where he's able to blitz and really use his athletic ability. So I think we're going to be able to use him in so many different positions, returning the ball, linebacker, safety. And I see they got him doing some wildcat stuff too. So however we can get him on the field, he has so much talent, he can help us out.
Maybe you don't agree with this. Maybe you think I'm crazy. I thought there were times where, man, I would like to see Joe Hayden return some kicks, return some punts. I think he's got the athletic ability to do it. I don't know if you'd sign off on that or if your agent would sign off on that, but are you a little jealous that it looks like Jabril's going to be able to do a whole lot of things and be very versatile for this team?
Man, no. I just hope that he's able to just do the best that he can. I mean, he did that in college, too. I didn't really do too much of that in college. We had some special guys in Florida, but Jabril, he's going to be a talent, and I'm just really, really happy for that. If there was anything I would do some wildcat for sure. But
are you asking coach? Are you throwing your hat in the ring there?
No, not yet. I'm gonna just throw the ball around, like when he's looking, throw some couple dimes, he might just move me over.
What's the best thing about camp?
The best thing about camp, honestly, for me, is just being able to every day go in there, work on your craft, and you're just surrounded, you're in football. This is the time when I feel like the team, you build your team, you build camaraderie, you understand who your playmakers are, and you just get better. I use this as far as just getting better on different techniques. If I like to work on my off, I'm going to try to use off. I'm in training camp and get that right. I feel like it's just a really good period of time to just get better yourself, work on the things that you don't feel like you're as good at.
What's the worst thing about camp?
That you're here all day. All day, like, and we stand in the hotel. Checked in the hotel yesterday, man. That's always my wife. That's her worst day. She does never look forward to that. A hotel for about a month, a curfew every night. But I say that's the curfew every night is probably the worst thing.
It's like, because you and Joe are big players, so it's like you make your home here, and then you got to go check into a hotel.
No, man, I understand it though. I'm like, dude, I have zero energy. I just want to go home and lay in my own bed.
Can you explain a terminology for us? Because Dustin Fox, who was a secondary player, he would say, open the gate. He opened the gate too much. Can you explain it for those, what open the gate means?
Open the gate basically means when you're lined up in front of a receiver, just trying to stay square, basically playing basketball in front of them, instead of like opening your hip and just opening up the gate. So I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Opening up the gate. Well, say if you're in front of a receiver. A receiver's in front of you, and you and he goes, he tries to release this way. And you're able to stay square and stay in front of him and make put a hand on him. When you open the gate, say he gives you a release, and you just open that leg, and just being able to just go, just making sure that the receiver's release is going this way instead of you opening it up and him being able to just get a full head of steam.
Right, Dustin Fox makes it seem like it's easy. Like it should be the easiest thing in the world for you guys to
do. Oh, man. It's that's honestly one of the toughest being able, because, you know, they're giving you all those head and shoulder moves. So just being able to try to stay square, stay patient, that's one of the biggest things of being able to press or being able to stay in front of people on the line, being patient.
Do you feel like you're still at this stage of the game going into year eight, which is crazy to think about, that you're learning new techniques? I mean, you know, guys have been playing corner, cover corner in the NFL forever. Mm-hmm. Are you picking up still little tricks here and there at this stage of your career?
I mean, I've had about five different DB coaches, and they're not the same. None of my coaches have taught us the same way to press. None of them have taught us the same way to do. Each coach has their certain niche or what they really feel like is going to work. So, I mean, I've just been taking little bits and pieces from all different coaches, especially my new coach that we have now. He's just able to give me so many just little different things, and they tweak to our game. Like, if they say, Joe, no, if that doesn't work for you, they coach all corners differently. You know what I'm saying? So I can learn something from Jamar of how he plays press or how he likes to play off, how he does his read three-step. So it's just all different little things, and you're going to be able to just take a little tidbits from everybody.
So if I were to describe this year's crop in the secondary, and I know you've got some sorting of positions to do out there, how would you describe this unit and how it might be different from some of the past ones you've had here with the Browns?
I would say the safety end, it would just probably be a little younger. You know, they definitely go hard, work hard, understand, but I'm just saying it's still more, they haven't really had too many snaps, you know what I'm saying? So I think that they're just able to they're coming into their own, just being able to understand. I think their biggest thing is now they know the defenses, being able to make the checks and make the calls, but they're just young. They need some game experience to be able to probably get to some of the more vets I played with.
One more question for me. I've walked by your store a bunch. Okay, downtown Cleveland. I've walked by it a bunch. I'm intimidated to go in.
Oh, man. What?
I have no style when it comes to shoes. We've had the conversation on our airs about what guys in our age group that happen to be, look like us, like Ken and I. Let's be honest, white guys
with
cool shoes.
Yeah.
Like, what is the tutorial? How can you even start us out on a roadmap of how to begin searching for shoes in a store like this?
Man, honestly, I have good workers that work in there for me, so they'll give you the whole breakdown of the Jordans and the Yeezys and everything like that.
Yeah, but not everyone can wear those. Like, come on now.
So you could wear, man, if you get you a pair of, like, Bred 11s or Bred Jordan 1s, these are the original, the red and black ones, the red and black 11s, or the Concords, the white and black 11s. You get one of those three or the playoff 12s, white and black Jordan 12s. Those are, I would say, those probably four shoes are the baselines. You get those, you have a nice collection, you have nice shoes, and they don't think you're doing too much. They're just like, oh man, those are sick.
Okay, what are your favorites then for you? If it's a big Cavs game, NBA Finals, you know everyone's going to be looking at your shoes right there on the court. What are you rocking for that game?
I'm rocking the all-white OVO 12s, or I'm rocking the Marty McFlys, or I'm going to rock... Yeah, those are my top two. Those are my top two, the all-white OVO 12s and Marty McFly.
Do you get to pick them, or do you have a stylist helping you out here?
Oh, no, I'm the stylist. I'm definitely the stylist. Yeah, I'm putting all the outfits together and everything.
Have there been a style of shoe that you maybe have panned over time, you haven't liked it? Like, a lot of people like to make fun of the Curries. Mm-hmm. Has there been a style of shoe where it comes out and you're like, nah, that's not going to be in the store, and that's not going to be in the closet either?
It's a lot of shoes that haven't really made the closet. I'm not a big fan of... I love Under Armour. Like, they do a really good job. I'm not a really good fan of their basketball shoes. I haven't had a pair. I haven't had one pair of Under Armour tennis shoes.
Step down.
Stock's going down, man. It's going to keep going down when they hear this.
All the way. All right, final one. That's true. Final one. What do you tell the fans as they get set for another season?
Man, just stick with us. We are honestly, I know they hear this every year. We are super excited. It literally is a different energy. Coach Greg Williams, they'll see it from the sideline. They'll see the way we're getting after it. And we're just building right now. We're just building, trying to make something special. That last season was one of my worst seasons I've ever had, as far as record or as far as the way that the team felt. So we just feel like we're just getting after it, man. We're just super excited to be back in this facility and get that bad taste out of our mouth.
Joe, thank you for the time, bud. All the best.
For sure. Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.